This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And absorb the Wednesday program. December 13th is upon us. This is On Air with the DJV gang without the J. Jennifer, what'd she end up doing, Victoria? She had some deal.
She had a Christmas party last night.
Those damn Christmas
party. Yeah, who has a Christmas party in the middle of the week?
Yeah. It's a big idea.
A lot of companies are doing that now because they don't want anyone calling out sick the next day.
I think it still happens, but... Waiting until Friday to have them, you mean?
No, they're doing it midweek so people don't get too drunk and they have to show up for work the next day.
What happens if they do get too drunk and then they don't show up the next day?
Well, then they call out sick and everyone knows it. Ah. Everyone knows they're not sick.
Uh-huh. How many Christmas parties are you attending this season, Victoria? Have you got a count?
No. Well, I guess we're going to have a virtual company Christmas party at the DJV show, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, on the air.
Yes. So, no, just we only have two family parties, and that's it.
Really? Carol, what about you? How popular have you been on the invitation list?
Specifically for Christmas parties, so I went to one last weekend for work, and then we're having one for the family. And then I'm going to a Hanukkah party and a Christmas party next weekend. So
nice.
I'm a little bit more popular than Victoria, I guess.
She really is.
All right, so this is the second day or night of Hanukkah. I was talking to some of my Jewish friends yesterday about the Festival of Lights that started last night and goes for a week. It's a very happy time. It's not the time. A lot of the Jewish holidays are very somber, serious, and they are fasting. The fasting holidays are apparently more important than the eating holidays. But isn't it interesting how all of the holidays that are meaningful in these various religions that were all founded within one square mile of each other, they all have the same sort of calendar of holidays. Last year it was a little closer to Christmas, it seemed to me, Hanukkah was. But then you have the Muslim holidays at the end of the year. And it speaks more to the idea that we all are brothers. And pretty much, even though there's silly fighting that goes on, it's meaningless, in essence, between the various religions. Again, thinking that they all were founded within one square mile of each other. And that's fascinating to think about or contemplate, even by itself, that the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, all were founded in the same place and from the same families. And then when you look at the holiday structure, especially at this time of year, there's great similarity. And so it's another reason for us to think, what do we, A, have to be thankful for, and B, how similar are we? Instead of all the differences that we underscore, how about all the similarities and the goodness that comes out of those who are pushing goodness rather than distraction and the devilish things that happen that are negative? It's a thought. I thought it would be a good Christmas thought. So let's get to, today is National Cocoa Day. And it is cold where I am and where you are. We're all on the, Jennifer's on the West Coast, but she's, again, suffering from that party last night. So we all have, I'm looking at 30 degrees tops here today in the Boston area. What about New York? About the same, I think, isn't it?
I think it's about the same, yeah. It's already pretty cold right now, so.
Yeah. Well, it's gone down through the night. It was pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah.
In comparison to what it has been. Kara, what's the temperature and the outlook for Washington?
Yeah, it was in the 20s when I left this morning, but the real feel with the wind, because it's so windy out here, was, 12, 13. Yeah, last night when I went out, it was warm-ish in the morning yesterday, and then I went out in the evening, and I was wearing a sweatshirt, and I really, really regretted it because it was so windy. Yeah, I don't think it's going to get above like 35 here today. So I'm just going to stay inside.
It is a good day for a cup of hot chocolate that is 2,000 years in the making, created by the Mayans. Cocoa is, well, chocolate in essence. And isn't that the main ingredient? What's the difference between cocoa and cacao? Isn't cacao the main ingredient of coffee? Isn't there a similarity? They're all from the same family, I think.
Well, cacao is the seed, is the actual, that's what gets ground into coffee, or I mean, into chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a cocoa bean. I believe so, yeah.
Coffee and
but no, coffee, coffee's not the same at all. It's a, it may, might be a cousin, but it's not the same bean.
It doesn't taste the same. But then, there's what's the difference between dark chocolate and light chocolate? I was eating some dark chocolate.
How much milk fat is added?
Milk fat.
Yeah, because you can get vegan chocolate that has no added fat or milk and or any product in it, and it's just basically really good, pure, dark chocolate. It's just the ground cocoa beans, and that's it. Nothing else added to it.
I remember one of the sponsors of the program was Boca Java Coffee. It was a gourmet coffee. I think they have teas as well. We'll be giving that stuff away.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's great. Hi to Tim Shanahan, listening in Manhattan, Illinois. Good to have you on board, sir. Thank you for your attention and for your patronage and your following. I find a lot of times people will admit to having listened to the program. He says, I've been listening for 5 or 6 years. Good for you, Tim. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to your family as we prepare for that. Today is, let's see, we have 12 days. The 12 days of Christmas are starting today. Actually, they don't. The first day of Christmas is Christmas, and then the 12 days go after Christmas. But if you wanted to be like I am, sort of contrarian, let's start it today, and then go. We'll go backwards, then we'll go forwards. How about that, ladies? What do you think?
Sure.
Days of Christmas, my true love gave to
Christmas
me.
Christmas ends on January 6th, right?
Right, that's the 12th day.
Right, that's Little Christmas. Is that what they call it, right?
I think so, yes, something along that line. So presents people are buying. I actually went to a couple of catalogs last night to look. I'm a catalog. If I'm going to get something, I'm not getting much for anybody, but I think that Miles should get the call and a couple of catalogs for him. But at this point, and I say this to all parents and grandparents, if you one present is enough. Remember, everybody's going to want to give a present to the young. Like Kara, your sister has the new child this year. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, let's get this, that, and the other thing. Well, at 2, 3 years old, 3, even 4 years old. Well, think back to when you were a child. Did you get, how much loot did you get on your birthday and or on Christmas, Victoria?
I got
did
gypped.
Did you remember? You got gypped?
I got gypped because my birthday is January 4th, so yeah. Everyone always just combined Christmas
yeah.
and birthday.
Well, Megan's birthday is the 27th, Miles the 22nd, so yeah, you put it all together.
Oh, dang, I don't do that. My roommate's birthday is the 14th and Christmas, so I've gotten her multiple different things.
Really?
I don't gyp people for their, come on, you got to get them something for birthday and Christmas.
Yeah. Come
I
on,
agree.
Victoria.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. But do you remember, what's the first present that you remember getting and treasuring? Victoria, do you remember the first thing, whether it was a Christmas present, a birthday present, what was the first thing you remember? And you, some people keep those things, like little teddy bears, little dolls,
yeah.
little things that that mean a lot, little blankies, whatever it is. What have you kept through all the years?
My grandmother passed away when I was 4. So I have only just a few memories of her, but she had these dolls made, for basically for me, but they were kind of my brother and me, and they were these, brother sister handmade dolls that are really pretty, and my mom still has them. My mom kept them. And so those, that's kind of the first thing that I remember, really. And then there was another little doll that was really ugly later on when I looked at it, but at the time I loved it. And I, for some reason, named her Roxanne, so I had her for, yeah. That's probably the first doll that I remember carrying around a lot.
What about Roxanne the song? Remember that song?
Are you a big fan of the Police?
I wouldn't have known that at the time. I have no idea why this doll got named that.
How about, what about you, Kara? What do you remember from your childhood?
Yeah, I remember, so my grandmother and my grandfather on my dad's side died when I was pretty young. So I remember getting a very large influx of presents from my grandmother when I was a kid, but I don't remember a lot of specifics, but I do know... I don't know the age, but my grandmother's new boyfriend guy in her life after my grandfather died made me a crib out of wood for dolls when I was very small. And I remember that, and I still have that in my room at my parents' house because it was very well made. It was cute. He had, like, little doll blankets and stuff that went in it, and so I always kept my dolls in that when I was a kid. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard because, yeah, the kid's not going to remember all of those presents, but I think a lot of it is kind of for the parents to remember and pictures. Like, I've gotten my niece a bunch of cute little clothes that she can wear in the summer, and so she might not remember that specific outfit, but it's going to be in pictures or, you know, Easter pictures and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think it's more for the parents and family than it is for the kid, honestly.
Mm. Yeah. Well, but then there's something somewhere that's going to ring a bell or hold I remember getting, I think the first thing I remember getting was a wooden train set. And I may have been 4 at the time. I didn't keep it. I don't still have it, but Miles got one just like it. And so it's kind of fun to play with. He says, Gramps, and he'll bring me in and sit on the floor. And he won't let me touch any of his trains. He says, look, you know, he'll show me how the train is going through the station and on the track and all that sort of thing. But those are the sort of memories But the things about Christmas or birthdays or whatever, when you're exchanging presents, those are the things that you keep with you. You retain those sorts of things, hopefully. Mm. But I guess the message when I was starting was, I was thinking about not having it overdone. So many people have just overdo it so much. And then it isn't appreciated. The thought...
Well, then each year the pressure is on to just top what you did the year before.
Yeah, more.
And it turns into being such a spectacle.
Nightmare. Speaking of more, wow, have a lot of you been buying pillows? I went online I went to djvshow.com and looked down at the bottom. If you look, some of our advertisers have, what do we call that, bar space? I suppose that's as much as anything else. There are at the bottom a lot of references to some of the advertisers, and there's a place to click on to the My Pillow site. Go to mypillow.com, or you can go to djvshow.com. See, I still stick on the dougstefan.com. There is a dougstefan.com still in existence, but we don't have any of this stuff.
No, it's there. If you go to Doug Stefan, it's all of the networks, everything.
Right, everything together. Anyway, at the bottom of all the pages for all the shows and all the networks, there is a sort of traveling banner for My Pillow with fabulous offers on lots of different things. So I've sent you there to buy pillows. One pillow that's perfect at the regular price, the premium perfect pillow from My Pillow, regular price. Then you get one free. That's cool. But then you look around at all the other sleep items that are there. Pretty fantastic, actually. And lots of good ideas. It's never too late for Christmas. They can ship this stuff overnight to you, so you'll have it. So don't. And there's a pillow for your pet that they have that is very spectacular. So all kinds of travel pillows, regular pillows, mattress toppers, cotton sheets that are luxurious that are there. The place to go for this kind of present, and these are really good, useful presents, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of carpool karaoke, as I am, you'll be excited to know there is a Christmas carpool karaoke that you're listening to now. Crank it up, Kara, will you, for a second? So in the version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the carpool karaoke makeup, Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Usher, Bruno Mars, the Foo Fighters, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Sam Smith, Fifth Harmony, and Ed Sheeran. Oh, I guess he's making it big time if he's in carpool karaoke. So, what are we listening to? This is the, just everybody saying thank you.
Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
What are they, British?
Wow. Happy Christmas, Harold.
Harry.
Gordon is. So where did they perform this? Harry Styles in the car.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Gordon calls him Harold.
Great night.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So he and Harry kissed?
I guess Harry planted one on him for Christmas.
I didn't expect that, he said.
No.
No. So where did they do that? They didn't do this in the car. They had to do it outside somewhere in New York.
Well,
right?
I think that they... So these are all people that he had on throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
In carpool karaoke. So I think they just filmed a special bit while they were in the car doing their own segments and then put them all together for this.
Thinking ahead, hey, that's good. I'm not sure I think he's the greatest host in the world, but he does have an infectious personality and a pleasant personality, and it works better for my, anyway, I mean, I don't watch the Late Late Show, but there is, and I think he is trying to be a little too cute when it comes to American politics, and he has no cred there. So sticking to carpool karaoke works in terms, at least as far as I'm concerned, in terms of his personality and his talent, because he is great when it comes to knowing the music. He really gets into it. He's very infectious with the people that he has riding in the car with him. And it just works.
And he's a genuine fan. And I think that's why it works.
Yeah,
he really is. He's not just doing homework to get through a segment. He's genuinely in it.
Yeah, he's into it. Yeah. And I think that's what is charming about it, Victoria.
Yeah, it's
much
true.
Yeah, it's very charming. Okay, so the Christmas karaoke must be, you can download it probably at the CBS app site.
Oh, yes, it's all over YouTube right now.
All over the place, okay. So that's good. Here's something else. Talking about fans, I'm a big fan of Tina Turner, who has had one heck of a life. And so now she's working on an autobiography. Actually, she did one. Now she's doing another one. Tina Turner, My Love Story, expected out in the fall of next year as the sequel to her first book about herself. It was called I, Tina, as opposed to I, Tuna. 1986, she wrote the book. Topics covered will include everything from finding love to surviving a life-threatening illness. She hasn't really talked much about that before, I don't think. I don't know that that is part of her life, frankly, so, and I am a fan. Simon & Schuster Audio is co-releasing the audiobook set for October of next year. I, Tina, became a worldwide bestseller and moved into a classic picture, What's Love Got to Do With It? Angela Bassett was Tina Turner. That was a good choice.
She was so good in that movie.
She was very good in that, yeah. She's a good actress, actually, I think. Lawrence Fishburne was cast as her ex-husband, Ike. Man, what a jackass, that guy. He is just, Ike Turner, the best you can say about him is he's a complete jackass. The new book, timing not coincidental, meant to commemorate her 60th year working in music. So that's good news for Tina Turner fans. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Put the onus on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, when our communication doesn't go the way we planned, we have a tendency to blame the misunderstanding or miscommunication on others. But the problem with doing that is this. We cannot control others. We can only control ourselves. So if we put the onus for clear communication on others, well, then the whole thing is out of our hands. But if we shoulder the complete responsibility for doing everything we can to communicate clearly, then we can accurately evaluate whether or not there's anything we can do differently or if there's any way for us to improve. We cannot change others, but we can change ourselves. So try putting the onus of responsibility for your communication on you, and you might just be surprised at how astoundingly transformative that can be. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
GEICO presents Eyewitness Interviews with Inanimate Objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hour now in your ear and in your head. This is the DJV show. You can follow us on Twitter, you know, at DJV show or at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, Shillenn. Nice to chat with the ladies. Doug Steffen is my name, and you can follow me at Doug Steffen or send mail along to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Victoria, bring me up to date on the latest from the bombing or potential bombing at the bus station, and but this guy was connected to. I understand his wife has been chased around. So what's the, what do you feel? What do you sense is the bottom line of the story, and what was going on here with this guy?
Well, from everything that I saw last night on the news was pretty much the latest update that I saw on this guy, yeah. And they had found his wife in Bangladesh, I guess, and they were tracking her down to interview her to see what she knew and what the family knew. But this is just a reality of living in New York City. We had the guy renting the truck and mowed people down on the road and or on the bike path, and now this, it's just increased security at the Port Authority. The thing that does kind of concern a lot of people, a lot of New Yorkers, and from the tweets and everything that were happening at the time, is you really can, there really is a very, it's tough to secure the Port Authority the way that it should be, because it's just busload after busload of people coming in from all areas right into one central terminal.
I remember once seeing a stat, 40 buses an hour.
Yeah.
They're from all over the country.
Right, and people just get on a bus, and there's no metal detector, there's no screening, there's nothing. So anyone, it's a really difficult situation to secure and to regulate, and you can't make every single person go through a metal detector, I guess, because that would just cause such a huge jam.
Right.
So I'm not really sure what the right answer is, but just be aware, and luckily, I think the cops were right there. They saw that this guy looked suspicious, that he was carrying some weird things, and you know, once again, the NYPD, even the mayor, the Governor Cuomo, and I think in 10 minutes after it happened, he was already down at the scene, so was the mayor. I just think I'm just, as always, incredibly proud of the NYPD and their response, and as a New Yorker, they still make me feel safe, and I'm incredibly grateful for that.
Thank God for Frank Rudin. No,
who?
Frank Reagan.
Who?
Frank Reagan.
Frank Reagan? I don't know who that is.
Frank Reagan is the police commissioner.
I thought it was Bill Bratton.
No.
Did he retire yet?
Yes.
He was retiring, but, well, he was all over the news quoting stuff, so I didn't think he was retired. They were asking him for all kinds of information.
Karen has the answer.
Isn't Frank Reagan on Blue Bloods?
Yes.
So he's not really...
Tom Selleck plays Frank Reagan, the police commissioner
on
Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a swell job.
But the real-life one is still Bratton, I believe, right?
Is it? Bratton.
I know he is retiring, but...
And Frank Reagan is supposed to be... His character was modeled after Bratton.
Mm-hmm.
Bratton has been, for all intents and purposes, for 30-some-odd years, the best police commissioner. He started in Boston... Went to New York when Rudy Giuliani was mayor. Rudy fired him because he was getting all the credit, as he deserved it, for cleaning up the city. Then he went to Los Angeles.
Really? I didn't know he went to L.A.
Yeah. No, his wife is somebody that I used to work with, and she's a fascinating lady, a television person. My God, does she love that man. It was just amazing to see it. I remember the first time I interviewed her. And I don't think she'd married him yet. She just loved this guy. And it was the kind of thing, when you think about it, it was so romantic even to hear her tell stories about the guy. It was often see that side of a person, a public official you don't really know, kind of, unless it's the princes and the queens and all of that sort of stuff. Which, by the way, there are a couple of things floating around with regard to the prince. Well, the two princes together are going to be telling stories today about the premiere of Star Wars. Last night, they walked on the red carpet with cast members. It was the London premiere of Star Wars, which comes out here, I think, Thursday night. They helped promote the movie. They were joined by Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley. Apparently... They have cameos of stormtroopers in a scene they shot when they visited the set last year. So that'll be good. Won't that be fun to pick out?
I don't know that you'll ever get to pick them out, but yeah, it is fun.
Why,
that they've been doing
the floor?
That. Well, no, they have helmets on. Apparently there are several celebrities who've done this, that they just get to hide out in costume, and no one really ever knows who they are. But it is kind of cool to see these types of stories come out.
400 specially invited guests there last night, young people, veterans, volunteers from some of the charities and causes associated with the Royal Foundation. They were all at the at attendance, and I guess the money, the foundation invited some of the families who were affected by the burning of that building. Remember a couple of months ago?
Renfell Tower, right.
So a lot of emergency services people were there, organizations helping the people try to recover. And Kate Middleton earlier in the day yesterday played Santa at a Christmas party at a community center where some of the victims also are getting support. So that's one of the things about the royal family, really. The ones who get it are all over the fact that they are there sort of not at the behest of the public, but the public in England, unless you have been there, they love the royal family. They really, really do. It's something special. It means something to them over and above. It's just something that makes England different from any other country. And they like that, frankly.
Oh, they love it.
So Meghan Markle always comes into the conversation when it comes to the new royal family and the prince. So here's her sister or stepsister or I don't know what she is, half-sister, trying to make a name for herself in the tabloids.
Oh, boy.
Don't you love these people? This woman doesn't even know. Her father and Meghan's father are the same. So her name, her last name is the same. And she's written a book called The Diary of a Princess Pushy's Sister, sharing secrets, gossiping about her sibling, who is 17 years younger than she is. She admits that she hasn't seen her for years. She remembers when she was born. She was full of life and personality. And that's about all she remembers about it. She says that she tells the tabloids that she's upset about all the attention that she's gotten because of something she said earlier, which created a rift in their relationship. Meghan Markle says, you know, okay, so what? She hardly knows her. And yet, here's somebody else. There's always somebody.
Always.
Always somebody that's going to come along.
So she's looking for a wedding invitation now.
Yeah.
She wants to come back into the circle, so.
I'm not sure that this is the way to go about doing that. Apparently, it's going to be a TLC special, which is guaranteed to be a crapshoot.
Right.
Oh, man.
Aren't people funny? They really are. People really, really.
It's just so crazy imagining, you know, if I were to be in this situation, which that would be amazing. But I cannot imagine my sisters doing anything like this.
You know what this reminds me of as I'm just sitting here looking at some of the between the lines details? It sort of reminds me a little bit of the I, Tonya, the Tonya Harding story that's out in the movies now, that kind of stuff, that kind of gossipy stuff and the things that people do to other people in the name of gaining. Yeah, that was all Tonya Harding was on. Tonya Harding is, from watching some of this stuff, sort of being made out to be a hero. The movie portrays her as, this is a little bitchy so-and-so who tried to basically knock off her competition.
Right.
And so now she's some kind of hero?
I don't know if they're trying. I think they're trying to say that maybe there was more to the story than people realize.
You think?
And that, you know, I was not really cognizant of any of Tonya Harding stuff going on.
Yeah, it happened
when
you were a kid. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess they were saying, at least they're showing that her mom is crazy. And so maybe that there is a reason that she's crazy.
A little bit of empathy, I think, that people might have because the mother really, really was insane. And
Allison Janney apparently portrays it. She's the best part of the movie, some people say.
Yeah.
Not in character. Like in real life, Allison Janney doesn't smoke. And in real life, she really is very attractive. But the way they make her up to look, she's ugly. If you believe what, you know, the previews.
Right, and Tonya Harding got a huge upgrade with Margot Robbie playing her.
Yeah.
Even though they tried to make Margot Robbie look like her, Margot Robbie is stunning.
No, she's Tonya's little, from my neck of the woods here, she's kind of frumpy. But really, you're right, Kara. She is, you're always a chip off the old block. Whatever the atmosphere is like, whatever the environment is, as you are growing up, that's what you're going to become.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you call her frumpy, because I think, at least from what I've seen from the previews, I feel like that's kind of part of the reason why she becomes what she becomes, because she feels like she isn't getting a fair shake from the judges or other people based on her skating talent, but, you know, because of what her outfits look like, because she can't afford this other stuff. So it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of an interesting look into the story, and I'm not really surprised by that. I mean, ice skating is cutthroat. Like, not even a pun, because they care so much about what you look like and all of that other stuff, so it's, I don't know, I'd still be interested to watch the movie. I've heard
really,
it's pretty
it
good.
Really, it just speaks to... I mean, when you think about how we pay attention to certain things, you know, there's the political stuff, the reality of... And the reason that I bring us down the roads that we go down conversationally is because I think that there's general interest. I hope my guidance, I hope my instincts are right when I'm saying, let's talk about this or that, like the bomber in New York. That's something that people want to know a little more about. And then this other stuff is sort of the seedy side of life. Can you imagine making a movie about this? It was, I can remember very well, there were people in Massachusetts who wanted to string her up. They were, I'm telling you, there was so much anger and animosity directed toward Tonya Harding when that happened. They really wanted to hang her out to dry. So that's what I find so amusing about the movie, the fact that kind of making her, there's a cultishness to
well,
it. Is that the
there
right?
is. I think that's the right word. And, you know, it's, when I saw Alice and Janney on Ellen talking about this movie, and Ellen had seen it and was just raving about it and even said that she thinks Alice and Janney might win the Oscar for it because she's just so incredible.
Right.
But Allison said that when the director, he interviewed Tonya extensively and interviewed Jeff Galooly, the ex-husband, who actually committed the crime.
He's a bad that guy.
And then I think there was another friend that Jeff Galooly had with him.
Yeah, there was.
Who's changed his name since and all kinds of stuff. So
he had
the director,
otherwise he'd get strung up too.
Right, and Jeff Galooly changed his name too.
Yeah.
Which he should have done a long time ago because that's a terrible name. But the director interviewed all three of the major parties in it and said that their stories were so conflicting that he decided to tell both sides of it in the movie. So you get to see what Jeff Galooly says happened, which is obviously Tonya knew the whole time, and then Tonya with this complete denial of knowing anything was going on, and he said he couldn't believe that the stories were just so incredibly opposite, so they just incorporated all of that into the movie. So people, I think, leave the movie kind of questioning what really happened, but I think that was kind of the point of the movie.
Yeah, okay. So we'll see it, and then we'll talk about it after we see it. And if I see it first, I'll spoil it, man.
Oh, don't, please.
It's 47 past now. Here's something that will not spoil anybody. In fact, it will make you better. Purity Products presents Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill that makes a huge difference in your life. Krill oil and omega 3 oils together with CoQ10. So what does this do? It supports your heart and your cardiovascular function. It supports your joints as they age. We all are aging. It promotes brain health, cognitive function, because it's moving the blood up into your brain. And we all are very concerned about what's going on with our brains these days. We don't want to take any chances. So anyway, the folks at Purity have put these two products together. Krill Omega 50 Plus, it combines ultra-pure fish oil and krill oil together. Powerful, powerful product promoting health in ways your doctor is going to love, love, love. So, let's help yourself to a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus by calling 800-355-1493. You can get yourself a free bottle, pay a couple of bucks in shipping. That's it. Free bottle of this is a mainstay now. It ought to be a mainstay in your daily routine. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, 800-355-1493. For heaven's sakes, it's free. So why wouldn't you jump on the opportunity to get this and see what it does? Take 7 days and guaranteed you'll feel better and you'll be better. So then you'll want to keep it as part of your routine every single day. 800-355-1493. That's the number for the free bottle of Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So far, we're about to make it better. Victoria Keevan on the DJB show with some tech talk at 53 past the hour, focusing on Instagram and Gawker. What a name. Gawker. Sounds like something come out of the mouth of a hawk. Doesn't it? All right, so we'll get to that in a moment. Whoops, say it again. Let's take two on this one. Holiday travel. Slated to reach post-recession highs this year. People starting to travel already for the holidays. 68 million Americans say they will take a trip this holiday season. Andy Solomon has the story on how your phone can ease your travel stress over the holidays without a shocking post-holiday bill.
The holidays are here, and millions of Americans will be traveling with their families, friends, and, of course, smartphones. Matt Staniff, SVP Customer Loyalty at T-Mobile, explains why T-Mobile customers can roam the globe without worrying about overages or bill shock.
When you're traveling outside of North America, T-Mobile One delivers unlimited data and voice calls for only 20 cents a minute in more than 140 countries and destinations. And T-Mobile One Plus gets you 2 times the data speed.
For domestic travelers, T-Mobile provides increased entertainment and productivity options.
Netflix is included with T-Mobile Family Plans, which can keep you entertained during the inevitable downtime and delays of the busy holiday travel season. For those traveling in the air on every domestic flight equipped with GoGo in-flight internet, all T-Mobile customers get 1 hour of free internet and unlimited texting throughout the flight. And T-Mobile One Plus gets you unlimited internet access for the entire duration of the flight.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular-priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in-store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
All right, so let's get to these tech stories, Victoria, starting with Instagram and a connection, which I find interesting. So explain, please.
Well, are you familiar with the term FOMO?
Yes.
Have you heard that? Okay. FOMO stands for fear of missing out. And so a new study from Cornell University says that most people now believe that other people have richer and more active social lives than they do. This is a total reversal. In the past, studies have actually shown that we typically rate ourselves as smarter, happier, healthier, more moral, and safer drivers than other people. Now it's completely reversed, and they're blaming it all on social media. More people are looking at Instagram stories and Instagram itself more so than Facebook or Twitter, and they're comparing what looks like a perfect life that other people are living, and they're getting really sad and depressed about it. And so FOMO, fear of missing out, is reaching all-time highs. And I feel like I'm definitely falling victim to this too, especially around the holidays. And you see, I posted a picture of my tree, and Britney Spears posted a picture of her tree right after mine, and hers was like 7 times the size of mine. And so then I automatically felt bad about my tree.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's true. Yes. I texted Jen and Kara about it.
Silly stuff.
So basically, right, they're saying try to have more interactions in real life and less online, and you won't have as much FOMO.
There you go. Gawker wants to make a comeback. What a horrible name. I think the reason they failed is because of the name Gawker.
Well, Gawker actually, I think it's kind of a perfect name for what they used to do. Gawker, back in the day, used to have little posts that would pop up to tell you where celebrities had been spotted so you could go and chase them down. So it really was gawking at people. And I think that's probably why the name was the name they chose. So now Gawker employees, of course, Gawker got shut down. It went bankrupt with the Hulk Hogan $140 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
Bankrupted the company. So now Gawker employees are fighting to save the news site and the archives. That's really what they want. They want all the archives. And so they've started a Kickstarter campaign. They want to raise $30,000 or something like that, which I don't see how that is going to be enough. But they say they do have a contingency plan if the Kickstarter plan doesn't work. And Gawker, of course, they were quick to remind people. They were the ones who really broke a lot of the sexual assault and harassment stuff. With Louis C.K. for years denied it, even though they kept reporting it, and they turned out to be right.
Yeah. Something about him that is, I think we would describe as low life. Don't forget to register for our Works Tool giveaway. Sign up at djvshow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.